Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Therapeutic Yoga for Trauma Recovery, Applying the Principles of Polyvagal Theory for Self-Discovery, Embodied Healing, and Meaningful Change by Ariel Schwartz, Ph.D., CCTP2, ERYT. Forewords by Stephen W. Porges and Tiffany Cruikshank, LAC, MAOM, ERYT. Narrated by Patria Burchard. Forward. Stephen W. Porges, Ph.D. Distinguished University Scientist. Founding Director, Traumatic Stress Research Consortium, Kinsey Institute, Indiana University, Bloomington. Professor of Psychiatry, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I have had the good fortune to be involved in an ongoing, engaging dialogue with Ariel on how several of the principles embedded in polyvagal theory are related to yoga. In writing the foreword to this book, in which Ariel masterfully bridges her well-developed model of therapeutic yoga with polyvagal theory, I now have an opportunity to welcome you, her listeners, into our dialogue. I expect those of you who are therapists are more likely to be interested in this discussion. For those of you who are new to polyvagal theory or to yoga, I assure you that Ariel's book makes for a wonderful introduction. For me, it is humbling to contrast my work on polyvagal theory with yoga. Yoga is a thoughtful, well-developed system designed to optimize mind and body that has evolved over thousands of years, whereas polyvagal theory was initially conceptualized in 1994 and is still emerging. This book is organized by introducing the 8 limbs or sutras of yoga that were detailed by Patanjali over 2,000 years ago. These include, as Ariel explains, ethical principles, physical postures, conscious breathing, and meditation practices that focus your attention on the healing power of the present moment. As you can gather from the following, the 8 limbs can be described by a collection of aphorisms that encompass much of human experience. Similar to polyvagal theory, there is an implicit hierarchy in the limbs. Through practice, the student of yoga moves through the limbs. From a polyvagal perspective, this progression leads to personal transformations dependent on the focus of the practice. Sutra, practice and process, functional experience. Yamas, cultural or moral restraints, how we relate to others. Niyamas, self-awareness, how we relate to ourselves. Asana, posture, how we relate to our body. Pranayama, breath, how we relate to our breath. Pratyahara, sensory withdrawal, how we relate to our sense organs. Dharana, concentration, how we relate to our mind. Dhyana, meditation, moving beyond the mind. Samadhi, meditative absorption, deep realization and inner union. Initially, the practitioner transitions from external factors to bodily processes linked to the regulation of the autonomic nervous system, then to sensory and mental processes that challenge their autonomic state, and finally to explorations of an expanded consciousness. Although the latter is not specifically within the realm of polyvagal theory, hypothetically, the mental processes that include the exploration of consciousness involve higher cortical structures. Consistent with polyvagal theory, these processes, including creativity and spirituality, require that the individual be in a safe context and in a calm physiological state managed by the social engagement system and ventral vagal pathways. The hierarchy of the 8 limbs can be deconstructed into 4 principles based on polyvagal theory. First, the nervous system must cope with and adapt to the challenges of the external world, which at times may be broadcasting cues of threat. This is done through dynamic adjustments of autonomic state to support movement by ventral vagal withdrawal and sympathetic excitation, and, when necessary, to downregulate this metabolically costly strategy to conserve resources by immobilizing and, at times, feigning death via dorsal vagal pathways. Second, before we can attempt to optimize our mental and physiological function, we need to be aware of our own body. This process is called interoception. It is assumed that as our interoceptive skills improve, the feedback loops that govern our physiology will enhance the regulation of our organs and support the homeostatic functions of health growth and restoration. Third, the use of posture and breath provide systematic changes that function as neural exercises that promote the regulation of our organs and are tangible skills to optimize the neural regulation of bodily organs to support homeostatic functions. Fourth, sensory challenges and mental effort provide top-down neural exercises that regulate visceral organs and create a neural platform to explore consciousness. We can see many parallels between the constructs of polyvagal theory and the systems described in yoga, as I explored as a co-author in an earlier publication. In fact, I was surprised by how many parallels we found between yoga, an ancient model of human anatomy and function, and polyvagal theory, a contemporary neuroscience model. Thus, polyvagal theory offers a functional neurophysiological lexicon for yoga, giving a contemporary scientific voice to the ancient wisdom embedded in yoga practices. Polyvagal theory could help more therapists to recognize that yoga is a neurophysiologically based path to healing, one that addresses physiological imbalances with easily accessible practices that allow us to more accurately sense the body, more appropriately breathe, more efficiently move, and more effectively rest in states of stillness without being hypervigilant for cues of threat. In developing polyvagal theory, I was not focused on deconstructing yoga. However, I was intellectually curious about the overlap between the structures involved in each. In particular, I conceptualized pranayama yoga, often called the yoga of breath, as a yoga of the social engagement system. In the realm of polyvagal theory, the function of the calming ventral cardioinhibitory vagal pathways is optimized during slow exhalations and further potentiated during abdominal breathing. The neurophysiology of this system has been known for more than 100 years. In fact, the historic physiologist H.E. Haring identified cardioinhibitory vagal fibers using respiratory rhythms, paving the way for other researchers to document cardiac vagal tone through its functional impact on beat-to-beat heart rate, for example, respiratory sinus arrhythmia. Polyvagal theory has further delineated the construct of vagal tone by emphasizing that in humans and other social mammals, the primary cardioinhibitory vagal fibers travel through a pathway originating in an area of the brainstem known as the ventral vagal complex. Thus, slow exhalations, especially those involving movement of the diaphragm, have a powerful calming effect by recruiting vagal pathways. The social engagement system, which I conceptualized in 1998, is functionally the target system through which pranayama yoga works. It is the system linking breath, facial muscles, and vocalization to the vagal cardioinhibitory pathways that calm the body. The social engagement system is a product of a repurposed autonomic nervous system that emerged during the phylogenetic transition from asocial reptiles to social mammals. The repurposed nervous system resulted in a brainstem area, the ventral vagal complex, which integrated the regulation of the striated muscles of the face and head via special visceral efferent pathways with the regulation of a ventral vagal cardioinhibitory pathway. The result of this functional interaction was a bidirectional system that conveys our autonomic state in both facial expression and intonation of vocalizations, and that also provides a portal to manipulate our autonomic state through the motoric actions of facial expression, vocalization, and listening. Yes, even listening, since changes in neural tone to the middle ear muscles influence our ability to detect low-frequency predator sounds and enhance the extraction of meaning from voice. As polyvagal theory became embedded in clinical strategies to treat survivors of trauma, my interest in pranayama yoga and its overlap with the social engagement system was renewed. I realized the practices that collectively define pranayama yoga represent a sophisticated strategy of neural exercises of the social engagement system. These yoga practices are based on remarkable insights into a neurophysiology that links the sensory and motor systems of the muscles of the face and head with the ventral vagal regulation of our heart and bronchi. Thus, pranayama yoga should be regarded as a technique of neuromodulation with long-term health benefits. The profound impact of trauma is frequently imprinted on the actions of the social engagement system. In the field of trauma-informed therapeutic yoga, it is the social engagement system that broadcasts the physiological state of the client and provides powerful portals for therapeutic forms of yoga to support their healing. In polyvagal terms, trauma retunes the autonomic nervous system from supporting sociality and co-regulation to supporting defenses. This transition shifts the nervous system from being interpersonally accessible to being vigilant of threat. In individuals with a severe trauma history, the social engagement system has effectively been turned off to optimize threat reactions, which is reflected in flat, unexpressive faces, lack of intonation in their voices, and difficulties in being touched or feeling safe in proximity to others. Underlying the expressed features of a down-regulated social engagement system is an autonomic nervous system in a state of defense. From a contemporary neuroscience perspective, yoga practices anticipated by millennia how movement and breath can be structured into neural exercises that rehabilitate and optimize the neural functioning of the autonomic nervous system. In my own area of research, I have been in awe of the deep understanding of neuroanatomy that is embedded in ancient yoga practices. For me, this is highlighted in pranayama yoga and its implicit understanding of the structures that form the social engagement system, a system that I struggled to conceptualize only a few decades ago. In addition, the yoga postures, asana, are effective neural exercises that challenge blood pressure regulation and that, at times, stimulate afferents to the autonomic nervous system via sacral and cranial nerves. Polyvagal theory functions like a Rosetta Stone, decoding the wisdom of the ancient yoga traditions through our current scientific understanding. By integrating the principles of polyvagal theory into therapeutic yoga, Ariel has creatively found paths to support the recovery of her clients and students as they share, through the powerful and insightful tools embedded in yoga, a journey of re-embodiment, co-regulation, healing, and discovery. I look forward to the future dialogues we will have exploring these paths. Forward. Tiffany Cruikshank, LAC, MAOM, ERYT. Founder of Yoga Medicine. When people think about yoga, often the first image that comes to mind is of the meditative monk, high on a hill, in silent and solitary contemplation. But in contrast to this image of stillness, even while in the most seemingly static pose, yoga can also be highly dynamic. Yoga teaches us to greet our bodies where they are and enter into a lifelong conversation that helps us more flexibly experience the world around us and within us. If we have put too much stock in the silent, meditative yogi model, we may tend to demonize the fight-or-flight sympathetic nervous system and idealize the rest-and-digest parasympathetic system with a simplistic view. Stress is bad, rest is good. But the more complex truth is that our brilliant nervous system is a partnership, a powerful kinship that is essential to our human experience. Neither the sympathetic nor the parasympathetic nervous system can be permitted to dominate the other, or we will cut off our access to large parts of our potential to live fully in this world. In therapeutic yoga for trauma recovery, Dr. Ariel Schwartz has perfectly captured this lifelong collaboration, blending the insights learned through modern science with the intuitive, ancient wisdom of traditional practices. The science she shares explains to our rational brains what our bodies have known all along. Yoga helps us integrate all facets of our experience, simultaneously grounding us and energizing us, guiding us through our experience of the present moment as a form of preventative medicine. At the root of yoga's power to heal is its education of a flexible nervous system, one in which improved vagal tone helps respectfully balance the intricate facets of our nervous system. It is this dynamic, continuous exchange of energy that grants us full access to our wide-awake experience of the world, without hypervigilance, excessive fear, numbing, or other maladaptive responses we may have developed to cope with our trauma. An important component of this approach is the fascia, the fabric of the nervous system, and a major intervention point with yoga. The fascia is considered our largest sensory organ, a living matrix woven throughout the body that helps influence and regulate our nervous system flexibility. By consciously learning how fascial work intersects with polyvagal science, we can grant ourselves greater understanding, cultivate self-compassion, and encourage ourselves to move toward healing. As yoga helps us dynamically address and release the issues in our tissues, we learn their lessons and continuously improve our vagal tone, allowing us to meet day-to-day and year-to-year challenges with greater openness, confidence, and spontaneous flexibility. Dr. Schwartz beautifully articulates how yoga can empower us to blend this curiosity and compassion with modern understanding of our nervous system. Unlike the traditional gas pedal, SNS, versus brake, PNS, model, her more holistic description helps us understand the importance of nuances and moving parts, the different aspects and purposes of a flexible nervous system. This awareness helps us better support our own individual needs and heal from long-standing trauma, recognizing that this work is both the means and the end of a dynamic, ever-deepening practice. As an acupuncturist and yoga teacher trainer, I have witnessed yoga practice be transformative for thousands of students, teachers, and clinicians alike. I have used yoga's simple, accessible self-care tools to help people from all walks of life to embody these complex physiological principles, enabling them to learn to draw wisdom from their trauma experiences, recover their health, create depth and meaning, and truly appreciate their lives. I am deeply grateful to Dr. Schwartz for so beautifully articulating the importance, versatility, and meaning of yoga practices in healing, and for showing us how to anchor these practices in compassion and sustainable growth. Preface. I was first introduced to yoga in 1979, when I was 7 years old, while taking family vacations to ashrams in rural Pennsylvania and upstate New York. I carry two distinct memories from those trips. The first memory involves sitting in the children's room, where I learned about a light that lives inside of each of us, and I felt a sense of warmth and ease settle in my body. The second memory is attending an evening ritual in a large, dimly lit hall that was filled with the sounds of people chanting and the scent of incense burning. One by one, people filed toward the front of the room to receive Shaktipat, which is a kind of transmission of energy where the guru uses their inner light to ignite or wake up another person's inner light. I walked to the front of the room with my mother and stepfather until we reached Swami Muktananda, who touched the tops of our heads with a peacock feather. The next day, we traveled back home. Within a few weeks, our house caught on fire, destroying everything inside. My mother and stepfather had an eerie feeling that the Shaktipat had ignited more than our inner light. At the time of the fire, I was staying at my father's house, as my parents had gone through a conflictual divorce when I was 4 years old. My early memories of their fights are accompanied by vague sensory memories of feeling afraid and lonely. From that point forward, my life was defined by the rhythm of traveling back and forth between their markedly different households. I felt most at home with my mother and stepfather, who were both psychotherapists and encouraged the open expression of emotions. In contrast, I felt uncomfortable and unsettled with my father and stepmother, who emphasized learning and knowledge, but were quick to dismiss or ignore my emotions. Whenever I stayed with them, unexpressed emotions of anger, jealousy, and grief built up within me and weighed down my young body. My mother told me about the fire over the phone. I was afraid and sad, but I pretended I was okay, a pseudo-strength that was reinforced in my father's house, as I sensed that they couldn't handle my grief. Between the divorce and the fire, I had experienced two substantial disruptions to my sense of safety in the world before my 8th birthday. As a result, I still carry within me a visceral knowing of groundlessness. My experiences of yoga offered me a sense of freedom and playfulness that served as powerful antidotes to the losses that dominated my early life. While I was in the 3rd grade, My stepfather came to my school every Friday and taught yoga to my whole class. We pretended to be cobras, camels, cats, and cows. We made funny sounds and laughed. My imagination helped me transcend the desks, books, numbers, and maps that filled the classroom. I could temporarily forget about being uprooted from my soot-filled home. I had respite from my worries. I was a tree with roots that extended deep into the earth and branches that reached up into the sky. I was a ferocious lion who could roar courageously. I was the crescent moon, shining my light for all to see. As I grew older, the yoga classes that carried me through that pivotal year faded into the past. I felt increasingly uncomfortable and awkward for reasons I could not yet understand. Only years later did I realize that I was shrouded in shame from my childhood wounds, and it nearly swallowed me whole. These feelings of shame and unworthiness emerged as anxiety and panic by the time I went to college. I chronically felt as though I didn't belong, so, in order to survive, I dissociated. I became as small as possible. I compressed my light and learned how to hide. I masked my pain with a well-developed capacity to pretend that I was okay, even though, deep inside, I felt as if I was dying. I continued to cut myself off from my emotions until my senior year of college, when a friend of mine invited me to attend a yoga class. Breathing and moving my body brought me back to a familiar ground. Within a year, I committed myself to a daily practice and began therapy. With the compassionate guidance of caring yoga teachers and psychotherapists, I learned to trust my own capacity to ride emotional waves as they arose on and off the yoga mat. I accepted that allowing another person to see my pain was essential to my healing journey. I concluded that while we cannot change what happened in the past, living in the here and now empowers us to shape the future. Out of a longing to understand more about the body-mind relationship, I pursued my yoga teacher training, a master's degree in somatic psychology, and a subsequent doctoral degree in clinical psychology. I have since dedicated my practice to the treatment of post-traumatic stress through the development of an integrative mind-body treatment model that includes somatic psychology, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, therapy, mindfulness, and therapeutic yoga. In 2012, I had my first meeting with Dr. Stephen Porges, whose polyvagal theory has radically transformed trauma-informed care. His work provides a compassionate way of understanding the symptoms of post-traumatic stress from a physiological perspective and helps us recognize why breathing, movement, and nourishing social connections are all key elements to the healing process. Indeed, these are the same factors that my yoga students have told me are most beneficial about our classes. They need safe social interactions as much as the yoga practices themselves in order to heal. I began partnering with Dr. Porges to teach applied polyvagal theory in yoga, which planted the seeds for this book. In this book, I offer you the yogic philosophy and practices that consistently bring me home to myself. It is my greatest hope that these chapters will help you connect to the wisdom that resides within your body, mind, and spiritual heart. May this guided journey support you to cultivate a reliable, felt sense of ease and equanimity that radiates from your inner light out to the world. Introduction. The human experience is a profound journey that encompasses joy and pain, love and loss. Although times of stress are inevitable in our complex world, many of us will also face at least one traumatic event in the course of our lifetime. Trauma, by definition, refers to any frightening, shocking, or life-threatening event that overwhelms your capacity to physically cope with or emotionally process your experience. It can involve a single, isolated incident, or, in the case of complex trauma, it can reflect the accumulation of repeated, chronic events. For some, these wounds begin in childhood in the form of abuse or neglect. For many, this personal suffering is compounded by the collective trauma that results from pandemics, climate change, or systemic racism. When you have experienced trauma in any form, it can impair your sense of belonging. It can cause you to lose faith in the trustworthiness of others or to feel betrayed by your family, community, or country. In some cases, it can lead to a loss of identity or a spiritual crisis. You might question whether there is goodness in this world. Many of us also carry legacy wounds of unhealed trauma from previous generations, which are passed down in the form of emotional and physical tension. These hidden wounds can lead to a higher sensitivity to anxiety or depression, greater susceptibility for post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and medically unexplained chronic pain or illness. You may end up feeling disconnected from your body and lose the capacity to feel fully alive. Not only can trauma disconnect you from your body, but it can also leave you feeling uprooted from the ground you walk upon. You may feel flooded by intrusive sensations or emotions, become hypervigilant to your surroundings, and avoid people or places that remind you of the traumatic experience. You might feel keyed up with anxiety and panic, want to shut down with fatigue and depression, or alternate between these high and low arousal symptoms. You might also not have a clear memory of the traumatic event, either because it occurred at a very young age or because traumatic stress is interfering with your capacity to recall images. However, your body might still carry the burdens of the trauma in the form of tension, chronic pain, or illness. If your traumatic experiences began in childhood, you are also likely to experience shame, which can interfere with your sense of self and your ability to make meaningful relationships with others. Healing from trauma asks you to develop the capacity to turn toward your suffering without over-identifying with your wounds. Traditional treatment approaches chart a path to healing by asking you to recount the narrative of the specific event or loss. However, since trauma symptoms are as much physical as they are psychological, interventions that focus on telling the story of the distressing event are often insufficient to help you fully heal. Moreover, interventions that focus on rapid exposure to disturbing memories or feeling states can be re-traumatizing or harmful. Given that the physical symptoms of PTSD reflect an imbalance in the autonomic nervous system, which is your body's stress response system, healing from trauma also requires interventions that restore your nervous system to a state of stability, allowing you to sleep well, relax, and digest. Yoga is one such path to healing, offering you the tools to address these physiological imbalances through practices that allow you to sense your body, change how you breathe, move stuck energy with movement, and rest into stillness. This allows you to heal without relying upon a story or narrative about the events of your past. Yoga practices help you build your somatic resources, which allow you to feel empowered, strong, grounded, clear-headed, inspired, spacious, relaxed, and at ease. In doing so, you broaden your capacity to turn toward your distress while simultaneously remaining connected to your resources and strengths. At its core, therapeutic yoga bridges a path of healing between the psyche and the body. The word psyche comes from ancient Greece and is often translated as the soul, our undying and immortal essence. The word yoga comes from Sanskrit and is translated as to yoke, join, or unite the body, mind, breath, and soul. Therapeutic yoga brings together these two wisdoms as a way to help you grow in the face of adverse or challenging life events. The path of yoga not only includes physical postures, conscious breathing, and mindfulness, but it also offers a spiritual perspective that can help you recognize that your traumatic events can be catalysts for growth. This does not mean that traumatic events happened for a reason. Rather, you have within you the capacity to derive a sense of meaning out of your suffering. You commit yourself to the sacred task of attending to your pain, despair, and grief until you recognize that you can create a meaningful future. What to expect in this book? This book walks you through the sacred path of yoga to facilitate your own courageous journey of self-discovery that will help you release the adverse effects of trauma from your body and mind. If you are a therapist or yoga teacher, you will learn how to guide your clients or students through these practices. While yoga is frequently sought out by students to help with trauma recovery, Not all teachers are trauma-informed, and, as a result, they might not know how to respond to students who are struggling with physical pain or emotional distress in class. On the other hand,
sample complete. Ready to continue?